Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at bellisiofoods.com/careers.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Maya,
Jen, I took them off already. What's happening?
I can't see you.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
There you are. Whoa. We're ready.
We are ready.
We're so ready for our eclipse.
So we want to wish everybody a happy solar eclipse day.
Happy
Hope you got your glasses.
Day. Yes.
If not,
I got makeup on your glasses. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, it wiped right off.
We're going to pass them around anyway today. So. They're going to be community glasses.
Community glasses.
At the office.
Yes.
So if you haven't heard the news, today is Monday, April 8th, and we have a solar eclipse passing across the United States. It'll start in Mexico.
Yes.
And travel all the way through Canada. And here, what makes it unique about it this year for 2024 is it will pass through the state of Ohio, something that's not done in a very long time.
That's right.
And if you're not traveling to Totality today, which is in northwestern Ohio, mm-hmm. That'll be the line of Totality. So places like Dayton and Cleveland and out that way, they will have the ability to see Totality, which is where the moon will come completely and block out the sun.
Yep.
Now here, we're just a few hours away from Path of Totality.
Yep.
So from everything that I've researched, we will have over 90% coverage here.
I saw about 94%.
94, 96, I seen another site. So we're going to have a very good view here.
Yep.
And
won't be perfect, but...
won't be perfect, but it'll be pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close for here. And we're going to... So I had the telescope in the shot here. I have plans to try to live stream from Jackson, Ohio, our partial eclipse here. We'll see how it goes. I have a special lens that I purchased that will go over the telescope here, and I can hook my phone up to it, and I can live stream.
So you have to actually protect the telescope lens?
Yeah.
No, you got to phone lens and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, this will protect. Same as your eyes. Because if you just look up and you try to take pictures with your phone at the sun, it can mess up the camera.
Isn't that wild?
It is, like, yeah.
It's just, like, this whole thing is just...
It is wild.
Absolutely, I don't know. It's very humbling because, I don't know, when you have events like this, it makes you realize how small you are in this ginormous universe. I mean, really.
Yes, no, really.
You're just all little things,
yep.
And, you know... And
the big old universe. So.
Yeah, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, so the staff... Yeah, right. This afternoon, we'll try to live stream. I got to look again to see kind of the starting point, but I know sometime after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I think is when you'll start to see it kind of come over, come in front of the path of the sun. And so I'm hoping to get everything set up by 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then hopefully we can live stream it as it happens. The peak will be between like 3:30.
Yeah, like I think they were saying 3:14, something like that.
3:12.
I mean, it's going to be different depending on where you are and where you're standing, and what part of the country you're in. But.
Right. And with that much coverage that we expect here, I expect it will get a little dark for maybe a minute or two.
I would say so.
So it'll be interesting to see. We're going to try to live stream it. But this morning, I came on the show because I brought everything. We're going to do some arts and crafts this morning on the show.
So fun.
So in 2017, we had a partial eclipse here in the state. The eclipse, the totality line was not through the state. it tracked in the southern states.
Yeah, it went more south.
More south.
Yeah.
Across the United States. This time it's kind of going this way instead of this way.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2017, we were able to see a partial eclipse here. Yeah. What we see today, as long as the weather's good and the clouds stay out of the way, we'll have a really good view this time compared to what you maybe have saw in 2017. But in 2017, I did a video then on how to make a pinhole projector using a cereal box.
I thought we were just eating lots of cereal this morning.
Yeah, the boxes are empty, Jen. There's cereal in there.
Rat.
So if you have cereal boxes at home, which I'm sure most people do, just take your bag of cereal out and set it to the side for today.
I was going to say, all of the kids have now ripped the cereal bags out of the boxes.
Yeah, so everything to do this, it's pretty simple. You'll need a cereal box. You'll need a pair of scissors. You'll need tape, you'll need aluminum foil, and then you'll need a pen, and you'll also need a sheet of paper as well. And you'll also need to use either your pen, or I have like a
thumbtack
here.
Yeah.
To poke the hole in the aluminum foil. So we're gonna go step by step on this, and I even brought in a flashlight with me. And I brought in one of my son's balls, and we're going to try to simulate what this would look like today.
Okay.
Using the box. So once we get one of the boxes made, the plan is we'll see if we can get Dylan and all three of us in a position to where maybe we can hold the pinhole projector that's finished up to the camera.
Okay.
We'll shine the flashlight through the pinhole, and then we'll use this to kind of come in front, and that should give everybody an idea of what it would look like in the bottom of the cereal box.
So let's talk for a minute about why, you know, what is it that we're trying to accomplish by doing this? And, you know, how does this help us see the eclipse?
So with the pinhole projector, obviously it's dangerous to look at the sun directly.
Yes,
you can't look at the sun. You can't look at the sun directly at any time.
Oh, these goofy looking things.
Yes, at any time today, you cannot look at the sun if you're not in the path of totality. If you're in the path of totality, depending on where you're at, mm-hmm. some places will have several minutes, some will just have a few minutes to seconds or whatever. If you're in that path of totality, when the moon will completely, you know, block out the sun, you can take your glasses off and look at it, and it'll be dark out, and you'll, you know, see a ring around the moon, and it's super cool to see from all the pictures and everything. But what the cereal box pinhole projector, this is a safe way if you don't have, I mean, these are safe too.
Yes.
The solar eclipse viewing
make
glasses.
Make sure they're real and not fake.
Yes.
They have to have
have to have the instructions
here,
in it. And you also want to make sure that it conforms and meets to the transmission requirement on it.
There we go. Wait.
Yeah, the ISO. So the she's trying to get to focus there, but that what she can't get it to focus, it says ISO on it. Yeah. And the rating you're looking for, it's 12312-2. And that'll provide, you know, the filter for direct view of the sun there. So with these, I've already tested these out, and they're just like, so in 2017 I had the opportunity to try a pair of these on briefly during 2017.
Yes.
At the time I was working at the old Jack Scotty Times Journal, which is now closed.
Yes.
But some of the folks next door at Save-A-Lot there had mm-hmm. had some of these, and one of the cashiers let me try them on so I could actually look up
and see
it. But I had one of these that I used, which was also super cool. And what this does is it allows the light from the sun to pass through the pinhole, and it projects the light to the bottom of the box. So what you're seeing in the sky, you're seeing in the bottom of the box.
So, but it's safe to look at it.
But it's safe
to
look at that way.
So it's because more of a shadow thing.
Yeah, it's more of a shadow thing. So when we get this finished, you'll be able to hold it up and look in, and you'll see the image that's behind you in the sky in the bottom of the box.
That's crazy.
We're gonna try to do that this morning. So we'll go ahead and start with the arts and crafts here, Jen. Let's move the mics out of the way, kind of point them up. So
are we gonna stand up? Aren't we?
Let's stand up here.
Okay. Oh gosh. Okay.
So let's clear out. Pick you a cereal box, whatever one you want here. We got several options.
Oh, Frosted Flakes is my favorite cereal. So we're gonna go with that.
Okay. So the first thing you want to do is grab yourself a sheet of paper here.
Okay.
And grab yourself a pen as well. And what we're going to do is you're going to put that.
Sorry.
You can put it in the center, or you can also put it off to the side if you want to cheat.
Well, yeah, let's cheat.
You can cheat.
Can we put it on the end?
Put it on an end, yeah. It just needs to be the same size as the box. So we're going to draw a line. We're going to draw a line around the box.
Okay.
Because this piece of paper is going to go in the bottom of the cereal box. So go ahead and trace you. Try to line it up the best you can and trace you a line here. And then we'll get your scissors there and you'll cut that out.
Okay. So we're cutting out.
So we'll cut that out. Let me grab my scissors here. And this this little sheet of paper, we're going to tape it to the bottom of the cereal box.
I never did good in cutting. You know, when you were in kindergarten, they gave you S's and U's.
Yeah, did you get
I was the old U every time. Wow.
It's not very, straight.
No.
Okay, so I have some tape over here. I'll give you a piece.
Okay.
You can kind of loop it and stick it on the bottom of your paper there, or stick it in the bottom of the box, whatever you want to do. We're going to tape that in the bottom of the box.
It doesn't have to be like perfect, does it?
No, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just as, you know, as good as you can get it in the bottom of the box there. So did you get it in there okay?
I did. Awesome. Hey, it fit in everything.
Yeah, it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. Probably can't see that very well, but there's you can see the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. There you go. Yep. The paper in the bottom of the box there. So that's kind of step one.
Okay.
So once you have that in there, now we're going to cut out part of these tabs. So what you're going to do is you want to leave this kind of centerpiece where the tab is. You'll just want to cut off maybe, I don't know, an inch or two off each side. And you also want to cut off the tabs.
So you want the side tabs go.
Yeah, cut the side tabs off.
Oh, God. Here we go again with the cutting.
Yeah, we're cutting again, Jen.
Oh, boy.
And then you'll just want to kind of cut, I don't know, an inch or so on each side.
Okay.
Not too big, but, you know. And you want to cut off on both sides. So you'll have a opening on both sides, but you'll still have the center there. Is what we're after.
Okay. This isn't all that hard.
Yeah, and it's all stuff around the house. In addition to doing this, I've saw there's other methods of making a pinhole projector. If you have, you could probably do it with the cereal box here, even if you don't want to do this full project like we're doing now. You can just put a hole in a piece of cardboard, and then you'll hold that up to the sun, and then, you know, it'll project down on like a sheet of paper or whatever.
Okay.
And that's another way to do it, so that you're still getting that projection. It's like casting a shadow.
Okay.
You're wanting to cast the sun's shadow to the ground or something to where you can see it.
Okay, gotcha.
So once you have those together, and when that...
Good.
Yep, and we're going to tape that. So we'll, Jen's got hers done there. So that's what it should look like. Maybe Dylan can do the close up here.
Yeah, you can see yours
better.
There
you go.
Oh wait.
You can kind of see.
There we go.
Yeah. And then you'll just want to kind of tape that, and we got some box tape here, so we'll just make it easy on us. Hopefully, I didn't lose it. Nope, it's still there. There you go.
This stuff is the devil. Don't lose
it. Yeah, it's It makes it easy to tape on this, but, you know. So we're getting close to the finishing mark here, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh, I taped it crooked. Is that bad?
That should be okay.
Okay.
So now your next step is the final, kind of the final step here. You're going to get you a piece of aluminum foil, and I'm going to cut this one in half, Jen. So that you have a half and I have a half.
Sharing is caring, Jeremiah.
That's right. We are going to share on Main Street TV this morning here. So there's you a half. Okay. And it doesn't have to be this big. You can cut it small. Okay. And what you want to do is you just want to cover one of the holes. You're going to cover the hole.
Okay.
And you can cut it down if you want to. It doesn't have to be, you know, as big.
Okay.
But you need to make sure it's completely covered, and then you're going to tape it down. So you're going to want to get some tape.
My foil is not cooperating. There we go.
And then you want to tape down around the outside here, Jim. So we'll try to get you a big piece here, and maybe you can go around the bottom or however you want to do it. But you just want to kind of tape around the edges of it is what you're going for.
Okay.
So we'll try to do this as well. I wish I could have. So I made one of these in 2017, and I kept it for the longest time. And when I left home and, I got married and moved out, I threw a bunch of stuff out. And I think that's one of the things that I threw out. I wish I would have.
Can I have another piece of tape?
Yep, go for it. Get as much as you need.
I'm going to do one over the top here.
And,
okay.
You can decorate your box. I decorated mine in 2017. I had a yellow piece of construction paper and a black piece of construction paper and made it to where it looked like a solar eclipse.
Oh, okay.
So let
Maddie
me...
Maddie and Josh are here. We're making eclipse projectors. Awesome. Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts this morning on the show.
Oh, they brought arts and crafts too.
You guys will have a whole morning
How
of it.
Fun. Oh no, you're making yours look all nice. Mine's all wadded up.
Mine's kind of wadded up too there on the end. It'll be okay.
Mine looks like that. His is all like a gift wrap.
Here, I'm gonna just go around the edge here real
Does
quick.
It have to be like completely sealed?
Look at it and see. Can you see anything coming through? As long as you can't see anything coming through, you should be okay. This seemed to be pretty sealed.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay. So now what you're going to do is you want to take a pin or a thumbtack, and you want to poke you a hole kind of in
where the hole is?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, in the hole area, wherever your hole is. So, yeah, in that general area there.
Okay. I did it.
You did it. Okay, and then...
Here, catch. Just kidding.
Then I'll do my side here. And I guess you can make the hole bigger if you want to. Just a tad. So then when you get that finished, this is your pinhole box projector to view the solar eclipse.
Okay.
And it's super cool. We're going to try to test one.
Okay.
We're going to test it.
So you look through this part?
Yeah, so you look through that part. So basically, what you're going to do is you're going to look in the hole, cover it as dark as you can. And you'll want to stand with your back to the sun. So the sun will be behind you in the sky. And you'll
so the
wanna...
sun goes through this little pinhole.
Yes. And that's what we're gonna try to sample it here today. I brought a flashlight and the moon. So I'm going to step out of the way. Maybe Dylan can switch cameras here and we'll see if we can.
Let's see if we can do this. We'll... Okay.
Let's see if we can... Maybe get it up here and see if we can... Okay, so maybe turn the overhead lights off, Dylan. Okay, so hold that up to the camera. So go ahead and turn the...
Like all the lights off.
Yeah, Josh. Thank you.
There we go.
Okay, so we're going to pretend. Let's see if we can get the sun here. Might have to pull it back a little bit, maybe. Not so much for my trying to utilize it here.
You would think it would pick it up, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You would think. Okay, let me turn the lights back on. Anyway, it works. I promise, it works.
Wait,
I just... It. So you can see the light. You can kind of see the light in the bottom of the box there, but it's supposed to be more of a rounded... and it works because I used this in 2017, but this is what it should look like. When you look in the bottom of the box, it should look like this, and you can see the outline passing over. So anyway, that's what we had here done.
So you look through this guy.
Yeah, and then
Maybe it's because your flashlight sucks.
Yeah, maybe. And then, you can kind of see a little bit of the light down there. But anyhow.
Cool.
Because it didn't work like I wanted it to, but.
Anyhow, it does work. It does work for anybody out there. Even though I couldn't get it to like it's supposed to.
Oh, wait, we need to fix our microphones.
Need to fix our microphones.
Okay, so again, to use this, you're going to stand with the sun
to your back
and the moon to your back.
To your back, yeah.
So you'll stand and just kind of, you'll just want to hold it up like this and kind of look in, get it as dark as you can, and you should see the sun coming through your pinhole in the bottom of the box. And
that
you'll
is
also
crazy.
See the shadow of the moon when it passes in front of the sun.
So wild.
So there's our arts and crafts project for this morning for
so
anybody.
Simple,
this time around, though, I will say that these were a lot more accessible. You could pick them up almost any convenience store, gas station. They were kind of hard to find in 2017. Yeah. And this time around, they were pretty easy to find. So
thanks, Amazon, right?
Yes, thanks, Amazon. That's where these come from. And once again,
I got mine on Amazon too.
Just make sure you have that ice, that ISO rating.
Where did you go?
Mine came from can't see me.
Listen, if you think you're going to wear these all day, you're sadly mistaken.
Yes, do not wear these while you're driving or anything, because you cannot see out these. Yeah. These are not sunglasses. These are eclipse viewing glasses to look at the sun, okay? Yeah. So.
And here's the deal, and I can't believe that they even have to say this out loud, but I heard, police chiefs and whatever talking this morning and highway patrolmen on the news, if you are driving during this eclipse, please do not stop in the middle of the road. Please do not pull over on the side of the road. Just don't do that, because it's going to be bad, because everybody's looking up. And don't drive down the road looking up, because you're probably going to run over small children or something.
Right. A lot of common sense goes out the window, Jim.
I mean, I can't even believe they have to say that, but whatever. So.
Here, look through this. I'm going to see if Jen can see it, even though the camera couldn't see it real quick. And then we'll clean up and let Maddie come over.
Okay.
So cup your hands up around it, Jen. There.
Okay.
So get it good and dark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Can you see the light in the bottom?
Yes.
So then you should get something like this.
Yep.
Can you see
the
black coming over?
Yep, for sure. Now it's all black. Now it's a little bit of light. Now it's that is crazy.
So
yes.
That's what it should look like today.
Woo! Okay.
We just couldn't get the camera to focus on
yeah.
it. But with your eye, maybe you need to make the hole a little bigger.
Instead of using a push pin, maybe use the tip of a pin.
Yeah.
I think that's what I did. That's what I did in 2017 now that I think about it. I feel like I used a pin instead of a push pin. It's
okay.
a little makes the hole a little bigger.
Yep.
That way you get
give it a little
light,
bit more light.
More light pass through.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Maybe Dylan, do you have weather or anything we can play so we can clean up real quick? Okay,
yeah.
Dylan's going to play something here, and we're going to get cleaned up. When we come back, we'll have Josh Winters and Maddie Allman from the Jackson County Extension Office coming
in. More arts and crafts. All right. Well, let's do that weather forecast. We're hoping that those clouds do not cover the sun while we are working for the eclipse this afternoon. Again, we're starting somewhere around 1:30, I would say. And you'll be able to start to see things kind of going different. And then that full eclipse will happen around the somewhere right in the middle of 3 and 3:30. So there's that. So it'll be fun. But let's do that weather forecast, because it's going to be very, very warm today for your viewing, eclipse viewing. And so highs around 73 today. Hopefully those clouds stay away, because if they don't, it will be really disappointing for our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go awry. Also, tomorrow on Tuesday, that's when the rain comes back into the forecast and looks like pretty much rain all week, but those temperatures still staying up into the low 70s, high 60s. So that's not too bad for this time of year. We will take it. How is that? All right. So Maddie and Josh are here, and we were supposed to do this, I think, last Wednesday, but
it's okay.
Jen's, yeah, as you can tell, it's still lingering.
You're good. Today's the perfect day to be back on the show anyway. We've got eclipse activities happening today at the extension office.
Can you turn the weather off?
We've got some fun activities. We brought an activity for you to do with us today.
Wait, what? Oh, and can you turn those lights back on? I'm sorry. There we go. Okay, now we're back to normal again.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Cool. Okay, wait. So you are doing like kind of an eclipse party at the extension office?
We are. So we kind of took a look around and we were like, man, we don't see a lot going on for the kids today to witness.
They're out of school?
Yeah, to witness this. So they're getting out of school a couple hours early. And we thought, well, man, you know, we could be that place that people could come to do some space-related activities, some science.
Fun.
Arts and crafts, kind of pass the time as we wait for that eclipse to kind of come across our sky. So we have eclipse glasses at the office. These are the ISO approved glasses. They were given to us by Ohio State. So they've got the scarlet and gray. I don't know
so
if
you
can see.
You can trust assured that they're not giving you fake stuff.
They're dated, which is super cute. They've got the date on them for this year's eclipse. But yeah, so we've got glasses at the office. If anybody needs glasses, we have a whole bunch. So stop by the office, get you a free pair of glasses. We've got tons to give away.
Such good news.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, if you haven't gotten them by now, there's really nowhere, I don't know where you would go.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a whole bunch. So, stop by the office, you do some crafts, learn a little bit and, sit outside and watch the eclipse with us. So, I'm just asking everybody, you know, bring a lawn chair or two, maybe like a picnic blanket. If it's a little breezy outside, you know, dress for the weather. Bring snacks, you know, if you're going to be there for a couple hours, kind of watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
So just anything, you know, drinks, you know, snacks to kind of camp out at the office. We've got that big parking lot, a big open field that we can kind of catch
awesome.
Some rays
perfect.
In. So, yeah,
perfect
absolutely.
Perfect wide open spot.
Yes, yeah.
To do. So when do you, and I never had anyone tell me this, when is it that you need to put the glasses on?
Anytime you look directly at the sun.
Yeah.
So if you're just looking around like you usually are outside, you're fine. But if you're actually going to go look at the sun, you put them on, make sure that you're wearing them for the eye
yes.
damage.
Okay. And that would be any day.
Yes.
Right.
I
know things have changed a lot. You know, when I was little, we went to school and we had contests to see who could stare at the sun the longest. So,
and you wonder why none of us can see a
yeah,
leg now.
Nowadays,
right?
That's a big no-no, but I think I went like 20 seconds once doing it, so it's pretty good.
Oh, gosh. And that's why he wears glasses and contacts.
Listen, it's okay. We had this discussion in the Sixth Sense kitchen the other day about the stupid stuff we used to do. Like, did you or did you not take an eraser and go like that and see who could do it the longest?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I did not.
You did not? We used to take like pens that didn't have ink in them and go like this and then like stick them on your skin because they get super hot and see who could hold it on there the longest.
We didn't do that one.
Okay, kids who are listening, do not do those things.
We all survived. Go for it.
But no.
You just wonder how you survived all this stupid stuff that we did.
Yeah,
anywho,
absolutely.
I digress.
But yeah, we've got glasses. So if anybody needs a pair of solar viewers or eclipse viewers, we've got them.
That's awesome.
We've tested them. We were outside staring at the sun the other day when we got them in. So we're really excited to have these, and they're super cute in scarlet and gray. So
and I love this that the kids have a place to go.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And that's
a safe
kinda,
place, you know.
That's what my thought process was. A lot of the schools are getting out about noon to 12:30 or so. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to start activities up about 1 o'clock. Okay. That's when kind of some of these eclipse events are going to start coming into view anyway, about a little after 1 or 1:30. Just kind of like an open house kind of style, you know, come when you can. We'll have tables of crafts set up. I'll have teens there that are coming to help after school. So just, you know, any time that they want to come, if you can come for 30 minutes or, you know, the whole time, whenever. So I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. We're going to start at 1 o'clock. And then we'll do activities up until about 3 o'clock, and then we'll all kind of go outside and sit and wait for the magic to happen.
Yeah, so fun. Yeah. And again, are you going to see the perfect eclipse here in our area? No, but it's going to be the next closest thing.
Yes. Yeah. And
so close.
When I was kind of developing this day and trying to figure out, you know, is it worth it to do something? And I didn't know. Absolutely. We're at 96.7% totality, I think, is what I read. So that's still a pretty good coverage. So I'm excited to see it. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity, especially for a lot of our kiddos out there. And so definitely don't want to miss it. I think I read the next one that'll be in Ohio is 2099.
Something like that.
That's a long time away. So we'll see. But I think I'm excited, and I think it'll be a really fun event for our kids to come to and open to anyone of all ages. One of the questions was, do you have to be a 4-H member to come? You absolutely do not.
Oh, no way. No. We want the whole world
yes,
to come.
Yes, yeah. You know? Everybody can come. You do not have to be a 4-H member. So just come out and do some activities, and we're going to make some slime today here on the show and at the office for the eclipse. So
come to Sixth Sense for lunch beforehand or dinner after.
Yeah.
Because we are open today.
So, Maddie, what do we need for our slime?
So today we're going to be making space slime or galaxy slime.
What? This is so fun.
So for those of you that are watching that have made slime before, there are probably a zillion recipes out there to make slime.
Okay.
So you just use some glue. I've got cornstarch with me today, but you can also use baking powder or baking soda. You can use contact solution, dish soap. I've seen recipes that use like shampoo, conditioner, body wash, like just kind of anything, you know, just look up your recipe and make sure that you've got the, you know, the measurements right.
Okay.
So today we've got a pretty simple recipe, nothing too crazy. We've got some of our clear glue here.
Don't eat that, Josh.
I'll try not to. It looks good.
And then we've got a bucket of cornstarch here to use. And so for this recipe, you want 3 times the amount of cornstarch for your glue. So,
3 to 1.
Okay. Yeah, like a 3 to 1 recipe. We've also got some glitter, which I know everybody loves glitter. A little bit of food coloring, and then some space little guys here that you can stick in your slime as well.
Love that.
When it comes to food coloring, I will warn. The tiniest bit goes a long way, like a half of a drop, like the tiniest bit. And I also recommend gloves if you're mixing, if you have a little kid, you know, is mixing with hands.
Yeah,
today
you can find gloves anywhere.
Today we're just going to mix in the bags and kind of go from there. So we don't get food coloring all over our hands. But
my hands are still blue.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. His fingernails are blue.
So here, let me see that one, the one that we've kind of made already.
So what do you do with this slime? I've heard of this stuff, so, but I've never made it.
And this one.
You just play with it?
Yeah, you just kind of play with it. Kids play with it. I'm trying to keep the bag away from the mic so it doesn't be real loud, but just kind of like a fidget toy kind of thing. So this one, it's kind of needs a little bit more cornstarch. I think it's kind of not quite solid enough, but you would be able to pull it out of the bag and then kind of mold it. And the more that you mess with it, the better that it will get. You know, it will eventually be able to ball up and everything like
is
that.
It kind of like the modern day Play-Doh.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yep, that's
don't
exactly
eat that
what we're
either,
making.
Kids.
Yes, don't eat this.
Why is there a theme of this? Glue, Play-Doh, all things we ate as children and survived.
So, we're going to make some today. I've got a little measuring spoon, and so I'll have Josh pour out the glue, and
love
then
this.
We'll just do, like, what do we got here? I think we've got a 1/2 cup. What have I got down here? Here we go. So we've got 1/3 cup of glue. Don't drip it all over their table.
I'm trying not to.
We always come on this show and make a mess, don't
we? It's okay. Hey, we planted stuff last time and didn't make a mess. We did pretty good. All right, so the glue goes in the baggie. As long as the baggie doesn't have a hole in it, we're good.
Yeah, so the glue goes in the baggie, and then the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to pick your food coloring. So whatever color you want to do. So I did blue because in my brain, galaxies, blue, I don't know, you know.
Doing yellow for the sun.
The yellow for the sun, perfect. So you want like the smallest amount. You don't need a whole lot. One little drop is usually plenty.
Oh, you squeeze it.
Yep, just a little bit. Perfect.
Okay. Woo! Look at me go.
So one little drop, and then just kind of give that a mix. Let the food coloring mix in with your glue. And I just kind of, give it a little bit of a mix. Look at that beautiful sun color.
Yay!
And then I'm going to open my bucket of cornstarch here. Without getting cornstarch all over your equipment here.
It's fine. We have a vacuum. Dylan knows where it is. Right, Dylan?
Have you made a mess, Dylan?
He found the vacuum the other day. Okay.
All right. So then you're going to want to do, so we did a third of a cup for our glue. So you want to do like 2 to 3 times the amount. So kind of what I've been doing is I kind of do a little bit, mix it up, test the consistency, and just kind of keep going. So okay. Here we've got a half cup. Oh, sorry. So we're going to start with that. Give it a little bit of a mix.
Okay.
Get cornstarch dust all in your nose.
It's all good. Wait, I'm going to seal the baggie.
Yeah.
Seal the baggie.
Seal the baggie.
You got a good sun color going on.
I know, there. That is a very nice color.
When I think of outer space, I think purple. So I have to get the red and the blue.
Ooh, you could do one, a drop of each.
Yes. Yep.
And yeah, you can learn to mix your colors. It's like art class.
So if it's feeling a little too dry or a little too wet still, you can add a little bit more cornstarch in there. And it should start to kind of solidify in your bag like this one has.
Okay.
So you want it to get to that oobleck consistency, you know?
Cornstarch is not cooperating. I mean, this is like therapeutic.
I know.
You just sit here and squish this stuff.
And like I said, the more that you mess with it, the more rubbery, or I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, it'll become.
It's just like silly putty, too.
But it will. It'll become that kind of slime where you can just plop it out of the container and play with it. So the more that you mess with it, the more kind of a Play-Doh-y kind of consistency that it'll turn.
It's turning very buttery looking.
Making butter 2.0.
Yeah.
Right. There's a theme here. It actually kind of looks like Kraft mac and cheese.
So some other things that we've got going on out at the office today, kind of while you're mixing up there, we're going to have kind of some activities for all different ages. So we've got slime that parents, and it'll be kind of a way that parents can just kind of walk through each station and do activities with their kids as they want. So take your time. You know, you don't have to rush through anything. Go do an activity, sit and do an activity for a half hour or so. Just take your time with it. But so we'll have slime there. We'll have some coloring pages kind of for our younger ones, some space-themed coloring pages. We're going to make solar viewers kind of similar to what you guys made this morning on the show.
Okay.
With some paper tubes and stuff. We're going to do some activities related to light and how light reflects into the office. We'll shut off the lights. We'll do some different things with some flashlights and see how the light reflects in there. I got a planet viewer, so we'll project the planets on the ceiling of the office. It'll be really fun.
So this is one thing that I heard this morning, and I didn't realize this was a thing, or maybe I heard wrong, but that you can actually see some of the planets during this whole situation,
I
too.
I think sometimes, yeah, when it gets dark enough, kind of like at night, you know how you can see planets at night. Yeah, like when the stars. So you might be able to see some stars, too, some planets. Yeah, it depends.
How funky.
Which ones shine the brightest, yeah.
Okay, do I need more?
You definitely need more cornstarch. Okay. Definitely looking a little bit liquidy there. So get you some more cornstarch in here.
I think half of one.
I'd probably do another whole one. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I made way more mess than you did.
Give it another good mix.
Okay.
But yeah, so I think today's going to be super fun. We'll have some of our teens out there to help. Another thing that I also have is through a grant that we received a few years ago through Apple, is I have little Sphero robots. So they're little spheres. And they connect to iPads and they roll around. And so it's computer coding and computer science. So I have a mat that lays out on the ground and it's of our solar system and of the planets and the galaxies in our area. And so They get to do some computer coding activities, kind of space related, which will be fun too. So we'll do some of that. And mostly it'll just be a fun family day for families to kind of come and use our space if they don't have a good landing space to see the eclipse. Another fun thing about our county and Southeast Ohio in general is we have a lot of trees and hills.
Yes.
And so
which makes it lovely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But when it comes to the eclipse, sometimes it can be hard to see the sky.
Yeah.
And so we have a big wide open field at the extension office with plenty of room to view the sky. Yes. So if you're hunting for a place to kind of drop and see the eclipse, then our office will be the perfect spot. But yeah.
There you go. See? And it will be so much fun. And no, I love this. And again, it's free, you know, come on out. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
So I've got some spacey guys here. Try and keep them away from the mic. So I've got little rocket ships. I've got stars. I've got planets. So if you want to throw a couple of those guys down in your slime there.
I'm a horrible slime mixer.
I've got glitter. You know, because glitter is all up in our galaxy, right?
Dude, glitter is life.
I would say that our stars are glitter, right? They so get you some glitter. Let me see if I can. I don't want to pour you too much.
Oh, there's never too much glitter.
I disagree with that. There's Josh's definitely too much glitter.
Oh, well, listen, everyone loves glitter until you have to clean it up.
Yeah, I have a feeling we'll be doing a lot of cleaning after our event today at the extension office, but that's okay. It's worth it.
This is why when you rent an event space and like one of the first things on the contract is absolutely no glitter, there is a reason for that. Because the same glitter will still be there 25 years from now.
Mm-hmm. You can kind of see the consistency that mine's looking. So I'll pull a little bit, but it is kind of like that Play-Doh. Feels like Play-Doh, right?
Yeah.
Like that Play-Doh consistency. So. Definitely. I mean, it's already got my fingers. So
yeah,
I put a little bit too much food coloring in mine.
You got to watch your. Yeah, maybe if you want to stay clean, use the gloves.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll have gloves at the office today.
Awesome. And you don't have to put food coloring in it. Yeah. You can make it white. Make it
yeah, just another, glittery. Yeah. Just clear glittery.
Yep.
Would be pretty too.
Yeah.
Be super cool.
But yeah, so we're going to make slime. We're going to do some awesome fun activities today. I'm really excited for this.
No, and I think that's so good. And, you know, if you are in town, you're exactly right. You know, you could be, you know, the trees could impede your sight line. Even like street lights that may come on because it's going to be dark outside.
Yeah.
And you're looking into those instead of, you know, being able to see the whole situation. So I'm curious to see how dark it gets.
Me too. Yeah, I'm kind of interested. I don't really know.
Like, will our dusk to dawn lights come on? Will they not? Like,
I don't know. Probably not.
My guess is going to be just where a cloud covers up the sky, just a little bit darker, like a dark storm cloud.
Maybe. That's kind of what I'm
thinking. That'd be my guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see.
Can the blinds stay open today? Pull them down.
Well, they say that animals are going to kind of react differently as well to it.
It will be interesting to see that.
I'm anxious to see,
They were talking with a bunch of people that work at zoos.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we don't think anything's going to happen, but we're going to be here and like seriously monitoring them just in case they completely wig out.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine like the elephants storming the – oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see. But I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a fun day. And
yes, please come out to the Extension Center. If you don't know where it is, it's right across from Carmen's.
Oh, man, you're looking almost a little dry. Like maybe we put too much cornstarch in there. It's a little powdery.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we need to add a little bit more glue.
Oh, no.
That's all right. But I do think the more that you mess with it,
it gets
solidified up a little. Yep, absolutely.
Cool. It's so fun.
Fun.
You can play.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you want it more, obviously, of a yellowy color, then you're going to put more, you know, another drop in there, which you can totally do as well.
Yep.
Okay, so Extension Center today around 1-ish?
Yeah, 1 to 3. Stop by anytime. From 1 to 3, we'll be there doing some fun solar stuff. Come pick up a pair of glasses and...
Yeah,
just stop by anytime today. If you just need a pair of glasses and you got to go, that's okay. But just stop by and see what we're about and see some of the activities that we've got going on.
That's right. And while you're there, you can, I mean, if you have any questions about, you know, 4-H or anything like that, you can answer those while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. We can. We'd be happy to. And I know Josh has got some events coming up. We've got some things that we're doing. So we're excited. We've got camp registration deadlines coming out and all kinds of stuff. So I know we're, it's April and it seems like, oh, it's springtime. You know, summer's not here yet. But really, I mean, we are almost there.
We've right just around the next corner.
Yeah, just got a few more weeks really until summer really starts to hit and we've got stuff going on. So yeah, we're really excited. So yeah.
How did your open house go?
Really, really well. Really, really well. I was really excited. I think we had about 100 kids plus their parents, about 200 people.
Wow.
Kind of stop by and see everything we've got going on. It did not rain.
Yay! That was our worry.
I was very stressed that it was going to rain, so we moved all of the animals. Last year, they were closer to the 4-H building.
Yeah.
So we moved them all down into the show arena so they would be under a cover in case it rained, but it did not rain. Awesome. It was a really great evening, and I was really, really happy with it. So I thought the second year ran a lot smoother than the first year, and it was really awesome. So yeah, open house was a smashing success. I think we had a lot of new families come as well, a lot of new kiddos. So our enrollment deadline has passed as well. Our enrollment deadline was April 1st. So all of our kids have enrolled in 4-H and joined 4-H. We're up in our enrollment, which is exciting. So we're really, really pumped for this year. I think it'll be an awesome year. So
yeah, I think so too. It's going to be great.
Yep.
So Josh, what are some of the things that you have going on?
Yeah, so this month is kind of a busy month. A lot of school programming is going on. But one thing that we do have for the public is the Jackson County Cattlemen's Banquet. So the Cattlemen's do a banquet every single year.
I would have to think there'd be some pretty good food.
Oh, yeah.
Cattlemen's
Banquet. They're going to be having a steak dinner. So a steak dinner down at the Elks. It's going to be this Saturday. If you're interested in coming, just give me a call at the Extension office and we can put you down on the list. And then we also have the Jackson County Farmers Club. The Farmers Club, they're going to have their program on next Monday, so April 15th. And it's going to have the Jackson County Auditor, Tiffany Ridgeway, come and talk about CAUV, which that's the current agricultural use valuation for different land. So where different farmers get tax breaks on, you know, if they're raising agricultural crops, and then some property tax updates. So it's going to be two good programs going on this month.
That's actually super informative. And you need to know if you're not taking advantage of some of these programs, you need to.
Right. And
like sign up.
Right. And that program is completely free. And if you wanted to come, they have a meal that they start at 6:30. The meal is $5, but the program is completely free starting at 7. So a couple great programs that we have going on, and hoping to get in the growing season real soon. I've got some transplants growing for my raised beds out front, so they're growing real tall right now.
Yeah, they are. Yep. And the Active Day is helping you plant this year, right?
Yep. And we're working with the Wellston Active Day. They're coming out and they're doing some programming through the month of April, and then all of summer they said they wanted to take it on, so they're going to be
helping with the garden.
Now, what is that exactly?
Active Day. It's a place where developmental disabilities people go, and they go throughout the whole day. And it's a great program where they get to go. They go out to eat every once in a while. They go visit different towns.
I know what you're talking about. A lot of education. I didn't know the name of it. Yeah. Okay. Very cool.
Yep. So they're working with us, and they're going to be in charge of watering and weeding all summer. So.
Woohoo! So
they'll get their workout in this.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I've got these weeds under control, until you turn your back for 5 minutes, and then there they are.
Right. So they just had their first session last Friday, and they're getting ready to get their second session. So we're training them up to take care of it.
That is so fun.
On my end, and Dylan, I think I forgot to send you the little flyer. I should have. But for those of you listening, you can find it on Facebook. This Saturday is Camp Community Service Day at Canner's Cave. And so all day we'll be out there, just about all day, like I think 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll have lunch. But for any of those high school students that are looking for community service hours,
because you all have to have them.
Yes. Or just any local community groups or anyone who's passionate about summer camp, environment, natural resources, you know, positive youth development. We need help at Canner's Cave to kind of get it ready for the summer. So helping, you know, rake leaves off of trails and kind of identify the walking paths a little better. We've got, you know, little stairs to fix and, you know, things to fix and things to clean out, and just a lot of work to prepare for the summer, sticks to pick up all over camp sure. that have blown down in storms and just things like that. And so if you're interested in helping or to lend a helping hand, that's this Saturday at Canner's Cave 4-H camp okay. out on Caves Road from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's kind of like a just come when you can. So if you can come for an hour and that's it, we would just love to have you for that hour. Sure. So all the hands
any help is
that we need. Yeah.
Welcome.
So that's our kind of big event, that we've got going on, with the public this month. I think that's all the things that I've got. But yeah, definitely Camp Community Service Day. We've got some, smaller camps coming up with, our Spring Fling, which is, for third through sixth grade out at camp. It's a one night, less than 24 hour weekend at the end of April.
Okay.
So for those kiddos that want to come to summer camp, they're interested, but they're worried about staying the night.
Yeah.
It's a one night, you know, less than not even 24 hour program that we have them at camp. They get to meet all of their camp counselors that will be there that summer. We do all of the normal fun summer camp things. You know, we go fishing, hiking, we have a campfire, all that stuff. So they get a little taste of camp, and then maybe they're not as scared to come over the summer to stay for a little bit longer.
They feel a little bit more confident. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Spring Fling registrations are due April 15th, and then the camp is the 27th and 28th, I think, is that weekend. So if you're interested in sending your child to camp, reach out, and we can get you connected with Spring Fling or maybe some of our summer registrations. So.
You guys need some more stuff to do.
Oh,
just
yeah.
a little bit, yeah.
Just my a goodness. Little bit. Constantly busy, but we love it. And summer is our busy season, and as we get into late April and May, that's our summer too. So we're excited, and we'll after school lets out, we are go to summer camps and the county fair and project judging and all that kind of fun stuff. So we're really excited to get moving on this 4-H year. So it'll be fun.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
So you guys just have a ton of things going on. This is great.
A lot going on. It's not even slime. It's not even summer yet.
Not even summer right? yet. Yep. But yeah, so we got slime today at the extension office. I hope that you enjoyed and hope yours solidifies up. If not, we'll add some more glue to it.
It looks like scrambled eggs right now.
It does look like scrambled eggs. Look at that. we'll add some more glue to it, and then it'll kind of slime up, I guess.
Slime up. Like, it will slime up.
Well, I don't know what the word is for that, but.
I don't know. We need some kids to ask.
Yeah.
But, yeah, be careful with the food coloring for sure. Yep, this
absolutely.
Is fun.
Something else that works really well, I got plastic bags for us today because I figured they would be easier to kind of contain the mess. But with kids, like when we do it at camp and stuff, we take, like, paper bowls and give them a spoon.
Yeah.
And they mix it, and that seems to be a lot easier for them. And then once it starts to harden, they get in there with their hands. So maybe today at the office we'll do the bowl method. But I didn't want to make a big mess all over your table today.
We appreciate that. Well, very good. And again, you know, if you're looking for a place to watch the solar eclipse today, the Extension Center would be a great place to do so because they're all going to be out there. Lots of fun and games for the kids and a perfect place to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited.
Hopefully those clouds stay away.
I hope so.
I don't feel like a lot of us ask for much when it comes to weather in Ohio, but just keep those clouds away.
It was beautiful yesterday, so I'm hoping that it kind of carries over into today and we don't see those clouds anymore.
That would be good. Because that would be, I mean, you're talking about once in a lifetime opportunity. And man, that would just be the most disappointing thing ever.
Yeah.
Although what would be really disappointing is if you paid a whole bunch of money to travel somewhere and then had it.
Yeah, I know lots of people that have kind of traveled north to go see it in the line of totality. And I hope that they get a good view. I do. Because if it's cloudy, I really hope that we'll be able to see it still. And
or paid thousands of dollars to get on a Delta Airlines flight.
So. That would be cool. I've never thought about what it would look like if you're on a plane.
Yeah, they did. They did a couple of eclipse flights that like follow the path.
Wow.
But number one, they sold out in about 5 seconds, and then they were selling for like thousands of dollars for seats.
Oh my goodness!
So.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have never even thought about that.
I know, right? I guess then you'd get up above the clouds. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
that would be funky.
Yeah, that would be
really crazy.
Wow, because I've been on a plane before and the sun is just so bright. Like you can't, I have to shut the little window.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't, I mean, I'm sure that would be really interesting. They'll all be looking out the plane with their
I know. I'm wondering if the plane's going to go like this way, because it would have to be one side, like all one side, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Do a little U-turn in the middle.
Yeah, like the whole plane's going to be, everybody's going to be on one
like
side of the
serpentine,
plane.
Like a serpentine, like all the way.
Yeah, you got to go back and forth.
Interesting. I've never thought about that.
Yeah. It's wild. Oh, well. So in the, just to let you all know, in case you haven't paid attention, you have about anywhere between, depending on where you are, 2 to 4 minutes to watch like the actual total eclipse thing. So you can pass your glasses around if you have to share, but go out to the Extension Center. They have Ohio State ones. How fun.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. And so that's what I've been told is starting like 1 to 1:30 is when you'll start to see the moon kind of come in front of the sun. And then from like 1 to 4 is like the whole event. But really like from 3 to 3:15.
Yeah, I think
like,
they said like 3:14 or something like that.
It's like 3:08 to 3:14, I think is what I've read, is really when the main event is kind of hitting. But you'll be able to start seeing something happen, you know, from like 1 o'clock on.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, very, very fun. So, and again, it sounds like goofy that everybody's making such a big deal about this, but I don't think that it's, I think it's appropriate because, again, it's once in a lifetime opportunity. And as I told Jeremiah, events like this make you realize how very, very small you are in the universe.
Yes. Yeah. And they're really great opportunities, I think, for kids to develop an interest in something they otherwise wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing that I'm kind of keeping in mind. Maybe that's just my job and my role. But this might be
perfect.
The day that a lot of kids realize, like, oh, I really have an interest in space.
Yes.
And so this might be the event that they come to or the thing that they see that really sparks that interest for them. And so I love to have the opportunity to provide that for them. And I do. I've heard stories of eclipse chasers. You know, they travel all over the world to see them. And I just find that really cool. And so I hope that we can provide that to a kid. You know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for them. And so hopefully we can give them the resources and the tools that they need to be able to see it and understand it and kind of grasp like how big of an event this really is and how unique it is. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. We're so deep here today. But no, it is true.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, is there anything else before we get out of here for the day? We thank you for stopping by. It's always so fun when you guys come by.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for letting us make messes all over your table.
Oh, we love it. It's so fun.
We appreciate y'all. But I think that's it for me. Come to the Eclipse today. Help us at Camp Community Service Day on Saturday. Then go eat a steak dinner at the Cattleman Saturday night. It'll be a good weekend.
There you go. All good.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Well, thank you so much for watching today. Thanks to Jeremiah for his arts and crafts project. And then you guys for your arts and crafts project. So it's been a lot of fun here today. All right. Well, have a great day. Enjoy the solar eclipse and be safe with it.
Yes.
And we'll be right back here tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.